Hi there. Welcome to our Intentional Living Center. The doors are wide open. I am Dr. Randy Carlson. We're looking forward to these 30 minutes ahead. We got a great time to talk about our children and in particular about faith. How do you teach your children about the spiritual world, about a world they cannot touch or see or smell? But by faith, we accept that God loves us and sent his son for us versus the material world that we focus on so much and we spend so much time training our children about. What one thing are you doing to teach your children about faith? It's your job, parent. What one thing have you done or are you doing? Come join us.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open and they're toll-free at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be an intentional parent, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center. You know, this thing of teaching our children about faith is a really interesting topic, and I know immediately come to mind while we go to Sunday school and church and we pray and so on. These are all important things, I think, basic to teaching our kids about faith. But we live in a world today, parents, where our children are being taught more and more about materialism, about the world is a material world, about material things. They're also growing up in a world where they're being taught not to trust teachers, not to trust authority figures, not to trust our government. And because of many things that have occurred in our world, kids today are growing up in a great deal more insecurity. And so when we talk about faith, how many of our children today really understand what it means just to trust, to have faith, and then trust in a God they cannot see, maybe trust in a God that didn't take care of their parents going through their marriage problems or their grandparents with their health problems or whatever it may be. So I would ask a very basic question today, a serious question, an important question. If that's your job and my job as parents and grandparents, what one thing have you been doing? One thing. If nothing else, I want you to think about it. If you're not doing it, to understand the responsibility to do it. So we're getting very intentional around an important topic today. Come join us at 888-888-1717. Hey, by the way, just a word to all of our friends in Chandler, Arizona, or all across the Valley of the Sun, of course, all across Phoenix. I get a privilege to be in Chandler coming up on May the 4th, Sunday, May 4th. I've been invited to speak at the New Heights Church in Chandler. And these guys are doing a series on legacy for kids, for families. And I guess I've been asked to kick it off. And so I'll be there Sunday morning along with my wife, Donna. And I'm going to be teaching five things your children must know before they leave home. Five things that I have thought about, prayed about, and have come to the conclusion. These five things your children need to know before they leave home. And so just a word for Chandler folks, May 4th, okay? Today we're focusing on faith, building faith into your kids' lives. What one thing are you doing? 888-888-1717.
I'd like to share concerning my mother, someone that touched my life more than anyone. My mother was a sharecropper, and we didn't have a whole lot. But one thing my mother gave me, being a child, was she taught her children how to pray. And if I could look back over my life, if there was a mentor, it would be my mother, teaching us how to pray. She taught us we ought to always pray. If we didn't do anything else, pray.
Very good for you. Hey, listen, those are the things that make a difference. What are you teaching your kids about faith? Let's go. Sean first, Lubbock. Hi there, Sean. How are you today?
Hi. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for your call.
Yes, I love listening to y'all. I like to hear the input, especially when the days are, you know, the devil's trying to get at you, and you're like, no, I'm not going to let him win, because you know what? God gave us joy, and he woke us up this morning.
Amen. So. It starts early, and you got to start with the first breath in the day, don't we?
That's right. You have to, because you got to be thankful. There's maybe somebody out there that's got a worse life than you.
Oh,
you got to be thankful for what you have.
Guaranteed about that. So what are you doing to pass all this good stuff on to your kids about faith?
I've always kept them in prayer. They've always seen me, you know, with the Bible or something, and teaching Sunday school and teaching them in church and going to church and being about family and saying the family is the only thing you have. I mean, you know, you have everything else, but, you know, everything else is just an added bonus, you know, an added blessing. You just got to keep them rooted in Christ, you know.
And, yeah, so what are some real specific things you do?
Oh, I re- read the Bible with my grandkids. I've got grandkids. My girls are grown now, and it's been hard letting them grow up.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm thankful that I, you know.
Are you going to cry about? You going to cry about letting your kids go?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you see them making decisions that you're like, you want them to say, okay, you go ahead and make your decisions, but you don't feel like it's right.
Yeah.
But you got to have trust in God that you gave them enough input that they're putting their trust in God that they're doing the right thing for their kids.
Absolutely. I think this thing of parenting is never over, Sean.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I've known it. My mother has brain cancer, and, we have her still, and I'm thankful.
That's good.
And it's hard to see a parent that suffer. And as a parent yourself, you're having to try to be the strong one in the family. When it's your mother, there was always the strong one.
That's hard. Yeah, I've been down that road. That's difficult.
And
what's your mom's name, Sean?
Glenda.
Glenda?
Uh-huh.
Can I pray for you guys?
Yeah.
Let me do that, because I know you've got a real heart of service and love for your family, and yet loss is a part of our experience. And it's a word to everyone. Being a Christian doesn't mean we're immune from this stuff. We just have the power when we face it. That's the difference. Lord, I pray for Sean, for her mom, Glenda, for letting go, being in this generational squeeze, caught in the middle. Difficult, Father, but the trust that Sean has in you that she's passing on to her family is a beautiful thing. Thank you for her, and bless her today, and may she find strength as she walks through this day with you today.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sean.
And you have a blessed day, and we're enjoying listening.
Glad you're listening. You know, I mentioned about being in Chandler a little bit ago. Just want to mention that we start our date night series again. This is a night that we set aside to go around the country and just really have fun and just enjoy and teach. I bring the intentional living message to bear on marriage. More than just, hey, these are four things you can do, but really focusing on how to be intentional in your marriage. If you had a good marriage, it can be great. If you have a struggling marriage, it can be strong. I'm convinced of that. Over the last number of years, we've seen thousands who have just made a decision to say, I'm going in a new direction, and walked out with just a lot of new vigor for their marriage. And it'll be fun, I promise you. It's date night for couples. That's what it is. And it begins in Lubbock. I was thinking about that because that's where Sean's calling from, Lubbock, on, June 6th, Friday night, June 6th, Roswell, Saturday, June 7th, and then Albuquerque, June 8th. And then we'll be in Phoenix and in Tucson later in the fall. Panama City, we're coming your way as well. And so that's the tour coming up scheduled at this moment. Tickets are available, going fast already. Lubbock, Roswell, Albuquerque. All right, those are the four stops, three nights in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 6, 7, and 8. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
And a friend told me one time that she always prayed for her children. Oh, God, please help them resist temptation. But if they can't resist temptation, let them be caught immediately and punished mercifully. And it is amazing how God answers that prayer, to the point where the older kids once said to one of the younger ones, how can you be so stupid? You know that prayer, Mom says. And you were caught before you even got home. They were on the phone telling Mom and Dad what you did wrong. Yay, God.
There's a prayer. Mark it down. Use it. Talk to God about your kids in advance. Merciful, but get them caught, right? Hey, Rick is in Midland, Michigan. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Welcome to the program today, my friend. How are you doing?
Wonderful, thank you.
Terrific.
My wife and I have always been very active and involved in our church, and one of the things that we always wanted to do is our children was show them practical ways to exercise faith. And one of the ways that we did that is as they were growing up, we kept them involved, if you would, or in tune with our finances, never to the point where if the finances were bad, they were worried about them, but yet that they knew where our finances were. And then through that, we showed them that through our obedience of tithing to God, He was always faithful to take care of our needs. There were times that, it was like the last hour, as they say. But God would always come through. He would always take care of our needs, and to this day, He still does. And I just thank the Lord that that carried on into our kids' lives, and they are seeing that now exercised in their lives.
Fantastic. Well, you are getting really practical, and when we can teach our kids about finances, we consider that to be one of the five essential areas of life. When we travel and teach, we always focus on five essential areas, faith being number one, foundational, but finance is always one of those. And the Bible says so much, and where our treasure is, there's our heart, teaching our children about God's treasures, ultimately are learning that we don't own anything, and we give back to Him. It's a great message. Thank you, Rick, my friend. Appreciate it. Let me go to Marion in Tucson. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Dr. Andy.
Appreciate your call. What are you learning about faith or teaching your kids about faith?
Well, you know, part of my marriage vows was to raise a godly heritage.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly enough, my husband divorced me after 14 years, just suddenly. And I fell apart, and he dropped out of my two daughters' lives. And
how old were your daughters at the time?
At the time, they were 8 and 10.
Wow. Difficult time, these young girls developing identity and their sense of value and purpose and so on.
I have lived with the condemnation from the enemy of my failure to root and ground my children in the Word of God.
So did that affect you then in how you parented?
Yes, it did. I didn't put boundaries in place. I felt they were so hurt, and so I would, you know, let them do or let them have what they want.
So you were operated more out of guilt than out of confidence.
Well, I praise the Lord that now I've had healing, and mainly through Family Life Radio. But I'm calling today because I am very concerned about my 4-year-old granddaughter. My middle daughter was a single mom when she had Soraya. And God placed this little baby in my arms when she was 2 days old. And I virtually raised her till 3 and a half. But now my daughter is in another relationship. She's living with her boyfriend. He is not a believer. He is extremely controlling.
Well, I tell you, Marion, listen, when you have a situation like this, and you just said it, you don't want to be in a spirit of condemnation. You know, beating yourself up is not going to do you any good. And when the Bible says that that He forgives, if we're faithful and just, you know, He's faithful and just. There's always justice and faithfulness if we confess our sins. And then you move on with confidence. But if you have a concern for your daughter, if you have a concern for her, then you have a responsibility to, with confidence, to call her aside and sit down and talk to her. You need to address issues with her. You need to be intentional with her in terms of what your observations are and how you can help her and stand with her. We get young people who grow up, they get married, they get in multiple relationships, they make bad decisions. And as a result of these decisions, there's always consequences that have to be dealt with. And so, you know, the key, Marion, is to be very transparent with your daughter and be very observant. You know, we want to support our kids, but at the same time, we have an obligation at times to sit down and talk about the things that we're concerned about. You can do that, but you've got to be intentional in the process.
You know, I believe that God will never have you make a choice in life that will violate His word. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion. So by knowing the Bible and obeying it, you will do God's will, and you can make the right choices. Yet, even after examining Scripture in light of your situation, it's possible you're going to have times where you're not sure. You're still doubting the direction. It's not a matter of, is this, you know, bad or good? If it is, that's pretty clear. Or is it scriptural or unscriptural? That's pretty clear. But I think many times, finding and discerning God's will comes down to just not quite clear. I've got it all, and I've prayed, and I still am not getting the answer. So I'd like to close this lesson this month by sharing with you something that I sat down a number of years ago and penned out for myself. 11 questions that I think are profound questions to ask before you make a decision concerning God's will for your life. Are you ready? All right. Number one is the vision question. Will this decision move me toward a life goal or toward solving a problem?
That's just an excerpt from this month's teaching for all members of the Intentional Living family, going out to nearly 3,700 people across the country right now who are on the journey with us. And it's for members, monthly members, those who financially help this listener-supported ministry. And you can join coming up next month. I'm very excited about the topic of dealing with the purpose of pain. I believe that pain has a purpose in our life if we allow it, if we can learn from it. What is the purpose of pain? Pain, emotional pain, relational pain, even physical pain. We're going to talk about that from an intentional living perspective coming up in May. And then in June, I'm going to be talking about kids and legacy and things that your children and grandchildren need to know before they leave home. And so members, come join us. If you're already a member, thank you. If you're not, you can join today. And your support makes a huge difference. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And I want to thank Eric, who's done that from Holt, Michigan. Thank you. And from Phoenix, I want to say thanks to Tracy and to Sharon and to Richard and Chelly. Thank each of you for joining in support for the Intentional Living Ministry. God bless you. Again, go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Our lines are still open, so call now 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you spiritually lead your family. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
My one thing is I will not interrupt my husband for 30 days.
You can build strong communication skills in your marriage and achieve intimacy with your spouse. You can do it, and I'll show you how.
Sharpen your relationship with your spouse at the Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. Coming to Lubbock, June 6th, Roswell, June 7th, and Albuquerque, June 8th. The Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. Register at theintentionallife.com.
An intentional life in Christ can make all the difference.
After almost 30 years of offering relevant biblical advice on the radio, Dr. Randy Carlson has become a trusted voice in so many homes. Ideas on parenting, marriage, finance, and anything else life has in store. And now, you can access that helpful information in the palm of your hand when you download the brand new mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Audio and video clips on all sorts of subjects. Access to the daily radio program. You can even interact with others on the Intentional Living blog. Visit your app store and download it today from the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. So have you visited our website lately? Dr. Randy's got all sorts of great blogs to challenge and encourage you. In fact, here are some of the titles. Love Filled with Words for Your Spouse, A Battle in the Heart and Mind, Challenge Your Assumptions, and If You're Feeling Like You're Married to the Wrong Person, just to name a few. For these and more, go to theintentionallife.com, click on Inspiration, then click on Blog. That's theintentionallife.com. Randy?
Okay, thank you much, Kurt. Appreciate it. And if you just joined us, this is the Intentional Living Center. From this place, we do our research, we create videos and resources, do our national radio program, worldwide streaming online, prepare materials for conferences. You've heard some conferences coming up, for instance. And that's why we do this. We're very passionate. We don't live in a world with lack of information. You can Google anything about anything. The issue is one of execution, knowing the right thing to do and then doing it. Scripture says to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it, Ephesians 5:10 in the Message. And that's sort of at the core and the heart of what Intentional Living Message is filled with, a lot of hope, a lot of hope. And we're here for your life. That's why we're on the air every day. Today, we're asking a simple question. What are you doing specifically to teach your kids about faith? Audra is in Lubbock. Hi there, Audra.
Hey.
How's things in Lubbock today?
Oh, it's actually, we've got a chance of rain, so that's good.
My, it has been so dry in the Southwest, hasn't it?
Yes, and we have horses and land out here, and oh my Lord, it needs, we've just been praying, Lord, just send the rain, please.
Well, we'll pray it rains on Lubbock today.
Yes, it definitely looks like it could, so that's a plus.
What about this faith thing with kids? What are you learning?
Well, I have my son with me right now. He's 19 now. But when he was little, we lived in Alpine, Texas. It was a mountainous terrain. And I told him, I said, you know, faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. And he took me so literal. He went up in my cabinet and got some mustard seeds that I had bought to show people how large a mustard seed is. And he ate a whole bunch of them. And he's like, he's got a lot of faith in him, right? And we were driving down the highway, and he looked over at the mountains, and he said, mountains, move in the name of Jesus. And I never thought much of it, but like the next day, they had a small earthquake in Alpine. Never happens. And, I mean, it was very you know? And I always brought that to my memory later. He said, it moved a mountain. And I was like, wow. Because I know that they're talking about, you know, mountains in your life, you know, problems and stuff. But that was just a wow moment for me. And then later, he just showed me that he had much faith. He was always that way. And I'd tell him, you know, we are to charge our giants like David charged Goliath. We are to charge our problems that way and have faith that God is going to take us through it and get us through it. And he really believed it. And I had gotten sick when he was younger, and he prayed. I was healed. I mean, they said I had congestive heart failure, that I was not going to make it. I mean, I had pneumonia. It was bad. I was on my deathbed.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Audra, God has a way, if we have sensitivity in our spirit, and as children, I think children just naturally have this potential for more sensitivity, to have those God moments, to catch God's presence. You know, the other morning last week when we were coming to the office early, I was watching I think it was Venus, before the sun would come up. And thinking to myself, here's Venus, 20, 30 million miles from here. And that's one of our closest planets. And you look out into the vastness of the night sky and see the wonder of God's creation. There are so many ways that we can help our children see. There you are with your horses, to see some of these magnificent creations of God that we have on this planet. These things are not random. They're not chaotic. They're by the process of God's touch, by his hand, by his creation, that these things exist. Powerful. Okay, Audra, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I got to get Elizabeth on here. She's been waiting just down the road from you in Midland, Texas. Hey, Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth. Are you there? Elizabeth is there, but apparently, Elizabeth, is that you?
Yeah, this is Elizabeth.
All right, there, we found you. What have you learned about faith, Elizabeth?
Well, you asked the question, what have you been doing intentionally to teach your children about, you know, the Word?
Right.
And I wanted to share what we've been doing.
Go for it.
Well, it has to be intentional because it can be by accident. We're celebrating the Passover feast and basing ourselves with the Bible. We're doing a very tangible way and being able to teach the children about this. And it's not only about the history of it, but it's the spiritual sense of it.
You know, I think that's a very good point, Elizabeth. I know you're probably referring to like the Seder dinner, where there's a picture of God's protection again through that. I think one thing that we don't have a lot of, unfortunately, even in our own evangelical community, is enough tradition. And I know there's always the fear that it becomes, you know, rote and it becomes legalistic and so on. But a certain amount of tradition, some of these traditions can be very positive for us. And they build into the lives of our children a sense of wonder and a sense of expectation and a sense of tradition. So I applaud the fact Elizabeth, that you and your family are doing something very practical to teach your kids about faith by some of these celebrations. I think that can be a positive thing, certainly. Thank you for your call from Midland, Texas. Midland, Texas. Wherever you are today, tell us your story. You can share it on our storyline at 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Ken from Tucson, and the one thing that I do to be intentional in our marriage is always kiss my wife before I go to work and when I come home and kiss her goodnight. And we pray together at night and tell her that I love her. And it's wonderful. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your stories. Intentional Living is a ministry. It started as Parent Talk, and that's still our official corporate name, Parent Talk. We began very simply to help parents be intentional in raising their kids. Over the years, we realized that's certainly important. I mean, that's key. But there's more to it. If we're not intentional in our own life, there's no way we can be intentional with our kids, our marriage, our finances, our health. This message of intentional living is for you, it's for me, about getting intentional and serious about our own life, living our lives in such a way that when we have the opportunity to teach our kids about faith, we're prepared. When we have an opportunity to love our spouse when it's not easy to do, we're prepared. When we have an opportunity to reach out and make the right decision about finances, we're prepared because we have built our lives around these principles of living intentionally in our lives. And thank you for allowing us to do it. We appreciate it. You know, Acts 2:42 says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to pray together. And that's certainly a great reminder at this Easter day. Tonight, many churches will be coming together even on this eve of Good Friday and celebrating communion, and certainly over this weekend as well, as we remember God's love, intentional love for each of us. Hey, can I ask you a favor? Coming up in June, I'm going to be doing a teaching for our members, and we're going to do a program in June as well on the topic of what you want your kids to know before they leave home. What is it that you want your kids to know before they pack up and leave home, before they go off to college, before they get married, before they go into the military, before they leave for a job? Would you just call and share one or two things? Share it on our storyline. We would like to use it on a program coming up in June and to help others too. What one thing do you want your kids to know or two things you want them to know before they leave home? Tell us about it. Just call 888-888-1717, press number 2. 888-888-1717. Okay? Appreciate it. God bless you. And we'll see you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.